Look back at chapter 18 and I'll close, because you know there's some of you that have been sitting there and scratching your heads and you say, you know what? I don't even get this. You know what I like about Luke? Luke records, if there's ever a formula in the Bible for a person, what they said to get saved, Luke records it in chapter 18. Did you know that? And Jesus comments on it, okay? Because some of you don't know how to redeem the time. You don't even know what I'm talking about, because you don't even understand this, because you're not even sure you know that Jesus is coming back and the world's going to end. In fact, you don't even like talking about death, because it certainly isn't gain for you. And that condition Jesus addresses in Luke 18. And he talks about a churchgoer, two churchgoers or temple goers. And the one was smug and comfortable and self-righteous, and he measured his going to heaven by what he had done. And what he says is, in Luke 18, there was in a certain city a judge who didn't fear God and didn't fear man. And he said, get justice for me. And there was a widow, and by her continual weeping, I'm sorry, get down to verse 9. I don't want to tell all this. I want to get down to the two men. I started too soon. Look at verse 9. He spoke a parable to them who trust in themselves that they were righteous. Here's the two temple goers, and despised others. The two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And the Pharisee stood and prayed, and he said thus with himself. I mean, he's kind of talking to himself, but he's praying, I guess. God, I thank you that I am not like other men. So I tell how good I am because I'm not as bad as them. He extorts, he's unjust, that one's an adulterer, and I'm not even as bad as that one. He points to the tax collector next to him. I fast twice a week, and he was proud of it. I give tithes of all that I possess. I pay my tithe. Look at verse 13. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven. That means he was uncomfortably aware of his sinfulness. But beat his breast. That means he was very sorry. And in the presence of God, he says, I am guilty. I can't even look at you, God. Can you just feel the emotion of this man? But here's his prayer. I love this. And if you ever want a prayer to pray, here's the one the Bible has. So it's interesting. There's only one time someone's told what to say to be saved. And that's, Luke also records that in Luke 16. The only time we hear an actual salvation commanded prayer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And the only time we have a record of one is right here. This is the only time we have a record of what someone said when they were actually brought into the kingdom. And this man said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So that contains the content necessary. And look what Jesus, this is Jesus' commentary. I mean, you want to know if this man made it? Look at this. I tell you, Jesus continues, that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Emphasis on justified. This morning, you want to know the prayer that God hears? He doesn't hear the vast majority of all the prayers going on in the world. He only hears the prayers from his own and from those who come to him and say, God, be merciful to me. You're the only hope I have for salvation. You're my only hope. I can't even look at you. I don't deserve anything. I'm not worthy of anything. But God, you can extend mercy to me. Be merciful to me, the sinner. This morning, if you are not sure you're going to stand before Christ, you can be. Jesus commented here that kind of attitude he'll never resist. All who come to me, I'll never cast out. If you have never cried out to the Lord, maybe you've just said, well, I'm not a drug addict. I'm not some licentious, wicked, immoral one of those. I go to church and I give. And God says, that doesn't count. Have you ever, unable to look up at me, said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner?